The security officials called for better cooperation and exchanging of information to put a tighter lid on cross-border crimes. They made special note of crimes committed over the Internet, such as the promotion of terrorist actions and the recruitment of suicide bombers. After their two-day meeting in Moscow, the ministers called for better use of information on plane and train passengers, border controls, and improved security on transit systems. As an example, the head of Interpol, the International Police Network, said increased sharing of passport numbers and other data could help prevent possible attacks. Ronald Noble says this process has already started in some countries, but needs to be done on a wider scale.
If we're able to get more countries to give us the stolen passport data, if we're able to find a way to support more countries automating their checking of passports, like Switzerland has done, like France has done in Paris, then I believe we will have more opportunities to demonstrate to our citizens that we, working together, are making this world safer than it otherwise would be.
Russian Interior Minister Rashid Nurgaliyev, who hosted the meeting, said each country should boost its own measures to combat the terrorist threat. U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez told the group that, while countries may differ in many ways, they all share a commitment to fighting the terrorist threat. The G8 group includes Russia, the United States, Canada, Japan, Germany, Italy, France, and Britain. The Justice Minister's meeting is one of several gatherings that will culminate in the summit of the G8 leaders next month in St. Petersburg. Bill Gasparini for VOA News, Moscow.